What is there, chapter 3, Mishnah 4? She'al purklus ben plusmus is Rabban Gamliel ba'akka. So this man, Purklus, the son of philosophers, so he asked Rabban Gamliel in Akkoi, She'al rechetz b'merchat shel Aphroditi. He saw Rabban Gamliel and he was bathing in the bathhouse of Aphrodite, Rabban Gamliel. So I said to him, Amaloi, kasa b'taraschim, isn't it written in your Torah? V'lo yidbak b'yadcha mu'umim min acherim, that they will cleave nothing of the devoted thing to your hand. I mean, you can't get any benefit from idol, you know, idolatry. So how come you are here in the bathhouse of Aphrodite? Why are you bathing in the bathhouse of Aphrodite? Said Rabban Gamliel to him, the first thing he said is, I can't answer you in the bathhouse because you can't talk Torah in the bathhouse. I can't give you a halachic answer over here. Because Shiatsa Amaloi, when they went out of the bathhouse, he said to him, Anila Boisi Bigvula, I didn't come into her domain. He bas Bigvuli, she came into my domain. Why? They didn't make the bathhouse as an embellishment to Aphrodite. Rather, Elo Imrim Nasa Aphroditi no Lemerchatz, they put a statue of Aphrodite over here as an embellishment for the bathhouse. Meaning, this is about the bathhouse. It's not about, you know, the idol worship of Aphrodite. And Dava Achan also, Im Noisnen Lecha Mamun Habe, says to the idolater, this Greek idolater, if I would give you a lot of money, Iata Nichnas La Voidazar Shelach Arum Ubal Keri Umashtin Befaneh, you wouldn't come in front of your idol naked and a Baal Keri, like you know, with an emission, and that you use the toilet in front of the in front of the idol. V'zur medes alpia bis v'chola am mishtatin lefaneh. And over here, you see the statue of Aphrodite is kind of before the sewer over there, and everyone's using the bathroom over there. Meaning, it's not a proper idol. It's just a statue of Aphrodite. It has no sanctity for you. It has no kedusha for you, right? Lo nemar ela Eloheihem. So it doesn't say the prohibition is like their gods. Eshenayk bo mishum Elohai. That means things which you treat as a god, asur, are forbidden. The Esha einanayk bo mishum Elohai muta. But things which you don't treat as a god are permitted. And here you're not treating the statue of Aphrodite as a god, because you're going to the bathroom, etc., in front of it, and therefore it's permitted for me to use the bathhouse over here. Mm.